Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 28th. We're back with you. We have a great guest in the studio, so we're going to have a fun show. Mm-hmm. Right, Danny?
Don't we always?
That's if you wake up enough.
I'm awake enough.
I'm sleepy, too, to be honest with you. I don't know what's going on. How can I sleep 7 hours and get up so tired?
It's because you're sleeping 7 hours.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's my sleep apnea, I'm telling you. I keep, like, waking up.
Well, you got to get cured for that, then.
I know. There's no easy answers, I'm telling you.
So let's go to the doctors.
I know. I need to go first. So it'll tell me I need this fucking machine that I don't want to do.
I think there's other options, like get a second opinion.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Just a few things. Oh, so yeah, did you want to talk about your night last night? No?
I mean, it was like I went to a party.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was a party at a mansion in Bel Air.
Ah, wow.
And I thought it was going to be cool, but they like made us sign NDAs and took our cell phones. So I like couldn't even take pictures in there. And I was like, what's the point of going to a party if you can't take pictures?
Right.
And then...
because in today's world, if there's no picture, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Pretty much. And I was like excited about the food. Uh-huh. And it was like one of those people. So she was like black and I expected her chicken and like everything to be like on point. Because I mean, she just looked like she can throw it down in the kitchen, and she was like getting upset when people were asking her like, "Yo, where's the mac and cheese and stuff at?" And she had like an attitude. I'm like, "You're getting paid to be here. Like, don't be mad that people are excited to eat your food."
Right.
And then the food was shit.
Really?
It's horrible.
Oh wow.
Ugh. Gross.
Really? All of it?
All of it.
Really?
All of it. Like, wow. How do you fuck up mac and cheese?
Did other people complain too?
Nah.
No, just you.
But everyone was starving. Like, everyone was starving. So I don't know if people were just eating it because they were hungry. But, like, I don't know. I'm a cook and my mom's a cook, so I'm very picky about what I eat.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would have made better chicken for the party.
Mm. Okay, well, listen, you were invited to a party. You eat whatever they give you, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I needed it, so I ate it. But then I was on the toilet till 5:45 in the morning, so thank you.
Right.
So much.
Till 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
I literally was in tears. I was like, this is not how I thought this was going to go. Because I got home at a pretty decent time.
But like, how was the rest of the party? Did you have fun at all?
It was just like kind of like an eighth grade dance. Like, the girls were on one side and the men were on the other side. And I was like, why isn't anyone like... mingling.
Nobody knew each other?
Yeah, what? And I left at like 1:15 in the morning. Uh-huh. And people were like shit-faced by then. So then it started turning into like people were like dancing
more
with
lively.
Each other. Yeah, yeah, but I was like, now it's too late. Yeah. I've been here since 8. What the hell? I'm leaving.
Well, fuck parties then. What can I say? All right, we're going to bring in our guest right now. She really shouldn't have to wait too long because she's been here many times before. She's a friend of the show. She's a host on the station, and her name is Melissa Hill.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for waking up this early for us. I know you like to sleep in, but sometimes I put you on the spot and you have to show up, right?
Pretty much, because I think ever since the first time, it was like a year and a half ago, completely... oops, you know, then the next time, oh, I think I called in or I made it the last 15 minutes or something. So each time I get here a little earlier,
right? There you go. So now you'll get to do a whole show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you have a show Tuesday nights at 7 on Channel 1 right here. Melissa Hill Raw Talk, right?
Yes, I do. And actually, I'm still recovering from last night's show.
Really? Oh, you guys were drinking.
We were doing, used to be called Lady Chat, but last night I called it Chick Shit.
Chick Shit, okay.
Chick Shit is with a bottle of wine in the middle.
Right.
And usually there's 4 people, but there's only 3. So, you know, got a little bit more.
How big was the bottle of wine? Like a regular size?
Regular size.
Was it red or white?
It was rosé.
Okay.
Vintage 1990. I'm sorry. Vintage 2017.
I was like 19 rosé, 1970, whatever.
Yeah. Rosé
makes me
a lot
sick.
Of money.
Rosé makes me so sick. I can only drink red.
Well, it was good. It was called Layer Cake. I'm I'm very susceptible to mm-hmm. names and marketing. Like, that's cute. Let's get that.
Yeah.
And it's pink on top of that.
Right.
So what did you get? Did you talk about a lot of different things or was there a specific
topic? No, we talked about chick shit.
Oh, chick shit. Okay.
Like the stuff that's good with women.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We talked about beauty, blackheads, makeup, comedy. Yeah. What else?
It sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. It is for chicks, thanks. Folks. Well, if you're a right. chick and you want to see the show, you can go
I'm
to
interested.
Right, yeah.
Sam's like, shut up.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so next time you're invited.
Yeah. It was a good show. If you guys missed it, you should go on LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and the show is there. And, of course, you can see a lot of past shows there. We're doing more and more shows on Facebook Live, so it's really cool. A lot of great response mm-hmm. and everything. So people like to see what's going on. You
that's
know,
true.
What can I say?
Right. They want to see the people behind the microphones, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I call it the bird's eye view.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good to do like behind the scenes and right. stuff. You know, people like that. What can I say?
Right.
But otherwise, so Melissa, you've been with us for a while, right? What is it, like 4 years or something?
Four years? It seems like that long. And it's been 2.5.
2.5.
He enjoys me so much. It's like, oh, 2 years. Seems like 4.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's exactly right. You seem like you've always been with us. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been, I can't, you know, I always tell my friends when I tell my friends about the show, I always say, I never thought I was going to make it past 3 weeks, you know.
And why?
But she loves her show. She really loves her show.
Because I was terrified of leaving my house.
Really, at the time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was a real, like, shut-in.
What do you mean?
Meaning I was pretty much terrified, not terrified to leave the house, but I didn't, I was really awkward about leaving the house because I lived on top of a hill. And, you know, it was the big bad world down here on Ventura Boulevard and stuff. And just because of my past career, you know, I just was just very, very awkward and had a lot of anxiety. So,
right. Oh, my God.
Don't they call that agoraphobia or something?
They do. I can't say really that that's what I had, but it was definitely baby steps. So each time I left the house, it was a mini celebration. Yay.
So, like, would you leave to go to the store? And then you'd have like a panic attack. Like, did you ever go out?
I didn't have a panic attack, but I definitely preferred delivery. You know, the grocery delivery system.
So was that also because you didn't want to be around people? I mean, why else would you not want to get out of the house? You know.
Well, I think it stems from something that occurred back during when I was still performing.
Did you have like a stalker or something?
It's kind of a weird story.
Sorry, we just like need to understand because I don't get it.
Oh, what happened to your microphone?
I don't know. So should I?
No, okay, there that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
So
you probably spit into it or something.
Yeah, I just hawked a big loogie. One time I was out shopping really late at a 24-hour like Kmart type store,
right.
And I had 2 baskets of stuff. So, and it was middle of the night, and I'm going to my car, and this is in Oakland, California, and a car comes diagonally across the parking lot. There's no other cars in the parking lot, and it comes diagonally across the parking lot, and it's all like and I just kind of freaked out, and
almost like it was losing control, or they were
I thought they were going to rob me or attack me in the parking lot.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's pretty scary.
So I kind of got really anxiety and started shaking. I was like, here, just take my shit. And then the guy gets out of the car, and I don't know if really he was going to do that, but the way I reacted, he was like, oh man, really? Oh, you're gonna be all like that. And then I felt really guilty, and I was like, I'm sorry, here, do you want money?
Did he end up taking money or the groceries?
He did take some. He didn't take it from me. I handed it to him. He needed gas money.
She voluntarily got robbed.
Right, voluntarily got robbed. And that combined with
did you call the cops?
No, I mean, because I don't know. It could have been just me, you know. So
I mean, he took money. That's definitely not just you. So he definitely was planning on robbing you.
Well, you know, I mean,
Melissa said,
microphone.
Yeah, because you keep touching it. So move the wire a little bit underneath it.
Like this?
Yeah.
Because
I think you're moving it. Okay. You don't have to hold it, but it's just maybe we need to just tighten it a little bit.
Just keep your hands down, basically.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Go on.
And at the time, I was getting recognized a lot because of my career, and it just made me really nervous about leaving the house. You know, anytime I went somewhere, people would stop me and
I love that shit. I'm like, stop me all day, honey.
Right,
let's talk
she
about
wants
it.
To be seen.
Well, I mean, now, I mean, it was different then because
why were people recognizing you? Is that what it is, or really?
Yeah.
So she was an adult film.
Yeah,
right.
That I know. Yeah,
right. But many of the listeners don't.
Yeah.
So, but that was some time ago. So you were like known, right? I mean, people recognized you at least.
Right.
Like you said.
I mean, back when we had payphones.
Wow.
I'm going to switch.
Hold on a second.
So one time I was on my way to.
Is this better?
No, yeah. No? I don't think so.
Okay, you're right.
Because I can't hear her.
Hold on, but I gotta turn this one on. So hold on. Okay, there we go with our Facebook bullshit.
I know.
Then we have to deal with this. Go ahead.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah. So people are saying it's hard to hear anyway.
It's hard to hear, really.
We fixed it, so it's okay. One time I was on my way to set, and I had car trouble, and I had to stop and use a payphone. So I'm at the payphone.
Oh, my God, payphone.
Right, I know.
I can't even imagine stopping to use a payphone.
Right?
Scandalized.
Right, it didn't smell like pee or anything. But,
oh, my God, still.
Like, they worked? Oh, my God.
I know. How?
It was like 25 cents to make like a minute phone call or something, right?
Pretty much. I think it was maybe 50 cents at that time.
But just think how filthy the phones were, you know?
Oh, well, no, I would kind of hold it.
I know.
I'd put a Kleenex there. And
I mean, look, we all use them, you know.
I can say in my entire life I have never used them.
Well, you were born into when they were obsolete.
I was
much.
Too young. I'm sure my parents have, but like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. My anyway, so I was using the payphone and saying, "Oh, my car broke down. I was on DeSoto or something," and then a group of young guys get out and they're like, "Oh, excuse me. Are you Melissa Hill?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Dude, told you, boom." And I was like, "Oh my God." So anyway, it was really odd that I was on my way to work.
Wait, they weren't like creepy or anything, right?
No, they were just teenage boys. It was actually kind of cool. But at the time, I wasn't used to that. Because when I started in the adult industry, it was still it wasn't as known. But then during my career is when it was started becoming more accessible. They started having
video and stuff. Right?
They started having cable channels, and then the black box, that the descrambler.
Right.
Right. So
what the hell is that?
Poor girl.
There were channels that you couldn't really watch because they were scrambled unless you subscribed to it, like HBO.
Oh,
and
so it's like a premium
that.
Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like almost like a sex pay-per-view.
Right. They had the Spice Channel, Adam and Eve. And so they had this thing called a black box, which would descramble the channel. So suddenly the average age of a viewer went from about 45 down to 20.
Really?
Yeah. So suddenly, when I started, my manager was like, "Oh, the average viewer is like 45. I'm like, "Yeah, no problem. My parents are too busy."
Yeah, they won't know, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, you know, high school kids are watching it. And they're like, "You know, I could swear I saw a girl look just like you." And there was another time I was at the movie theater with my family, with my two younger sisters, and someone approached me for my autograph, and I was just like, "Seriously? Like, you don't see that I'm sitting next to an 8-year-old and a 16-year-old?"
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Now, you know, people sometimes wonder, like, this was like a big decision for you to get into adult? Or was it pretty... How old were you at the time?
I was 23 and a half.
Wow. So
I was already old.
By today's standards, right?
Because
they
turn
start
18.
At like 18.
Yeah, right. They turn 18, they start.
Exactly.
Wow. So 23...
And a half.
And a half.
Gotta have a half in there.
You were still counting halves at the time.
Well, I was 23 and I did amateur stuff for half a year. And then I came to LA on my 24th birthday. And so I sometimes I sell 24, sometimes I'll say 23 and a half.
Yeah. So what was the thinking behind it? Was it the money? Usually it's a combination of the money and what? Liking sex?
Explore? It was wanted to explore my sexuality. So I felt like, well, it's my job. I don't have to have my mother's permission
to do it.
Yeah, because I was also very private. I didn't want anybody knowing my personal business.
Right.
So between high school and that time, people still thought I was a virgin because I just didn't. I was so awkward. I didn't talk about sex at all. And I was in a steel drum band. And when the steel drum band found out, people had different comments around the room. And one girl was like, "She told me she was a virgin." And another guy was like, "She wouldn't even kiss me." Yeah. Oh, you know, so doing it on film, it gave me an opportunity to try things that I might be. In my mind, it was like, what? It's my job.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's quite a way to think, you know, because I'm thinking it's really a one-way door, right? I mean, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. In other words, you know, once you make the move, it's there.
Yeah.
So how is it to live with it now? Is it haunting you? Do you not mind it? Is it not a big part of your life anymore?
Well, during my agoraphobic years,
right,
it was kind of haunting me a little bit, and I was dyed my hair black, and I was always wearing hoodies, trying to hide my face, and then...
So do you blame that on doing, like, porn?
Do I blame it on porn? Well,
like,
I mean...
That experience that you went through, having that anxiety and being, like, dyeing your hair black.
Oh, no, I don't blame it on doing porn. I blame it on other people's judgmental person, you know,
right,
being judgy.
Right.
And, you know, because I felt like what I did on film was still cleaner than what a lot of people did in real life.
Right.
But
you're putting it out there, you know, and people are not comfortable.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just the fact that you were like willing to do it like on camera. Because like I don't have a problem with porn. I just wouldn't do it. And
I wouldn't do it now.
Yeah.
At all.
You
know, it's a whole different thing.
But do you regret it or are you thankful you went through it?
Well, I mean, no, I don't regret it. Everything in your life is a gift.
Right.
You know, it depends on how you embrace it. So, I've, you know, for a number of years, probably about 12 years, it was Melissa Who, you know, that's not me. And then, around 2012 or 2013, I did Christy Canyon's radio show, and I always, you know, she says, "Is it my fault?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's your fault." So she was the first one. And then I was hooked. Then I was like, "I want to do this. I want to have a radio show." And, and I got onto social media, and then one thing led to another. And then I just got more involved back into the industry without being a performer though.
Right.
And for a period of time, people would say, you know, "You're probably the most involved porn person who's not doing porn."
Right.
Not a performer.
And probably the most down-to-earth one, too. You know, I mean, you don't come across as... You don't talk about the sex. And it seems like when the porn stars come here, all they talk about is porn. And being in porn, you know? Well, they don't seem to...
I don't think we've had any other porn stars on the show. Well,
no,
not when
I mean
I was
at
here.
The station.
Oh, at the station.
Yeah, because a lot of them come in here.
Yeah.
And, in fact, last night, you know? And she reminded me of you because before we started the show, she's in front of her phone.
Taking selfies,
doing a video, straightening her hair, you know, making sure she looks perfect. And I'm like, there's this generation, you know. But
she was nice, though.
Yeah, yes. She was nice. She was hot, too.
Sylvia. And people said
Sylvia,
to me.
No, her name is... No, not in here.
The girl in the other room.
Mofos.
So
the girl you had here was also in porn?
See? Yeah, down to earth. Not the one sitting here.
That's what I figured.
Sylvia.
The other one's too innocent to do that.
Right. Sylvia Sage was her name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you mean too innocent? See, that was the reason why I did it, because people thought I was so innocent. I wanted to show the world in a way that your next door neighbor, the you know, average looking woman could also be sexy, even though I don't like that word sexy. It makes me feel weird. But not sexy.
I just mean that some people seem shy and not into talking about sex. That's what I meant about her. But was she different? She was okay talking about it and everything. And
we didn't talk about porn.
Porn.
But
okay, good.
Just being down to earth.
Right.
You know, I actually really liked her. I'm hoping she'll come back. She's a comedian.
Yeah.
So it's
which
fun.
One? The non-porn star?
The porn girl.
Oh, the porn girl is
porn girl.
Sylvia Sage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The other one was a beautician. She just graduated from beauty school, esthetician school. So
very cool. So you like doing your show?
I love it.
And I so Oh, so it so Christy Cannon is the one that brought you into the business? Is that what you were saying?
No, she...
You see, Christy Cannon, by the way, in the 80s, she was like a big deal.
Right.
Big boobs and everything. She was almost in every movie.
Natural, right. And hers were...
Right,
she's known for
boobs.
Her very natural boobs.
Right.
Right, yeah. They weren't doing boob jobs
What's
at
her
the
name?
Time.
Christy Cannon. She's probably on the air right now over on her station.
Yeah, she does it for Vivid, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. So, no, what I was saying was she was the first person whose radio show I was on.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
So when I did that, I think she had a four-hour show.
Christy what?
Cannon. She had a four-hour show, and I sat there for 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, and that's a long time.
Right, and I was like, I want to do this. How can I, you know? But I was waiting for someone to ask me, and then, you know, years
and
later,
found
Howard.
Stuff. Wow.
Right, Howard was part of Vivid, and
right.
So I knew him from the Vivid days, and so we came on to Amber Lynn's show here at LA Talk Radio. Well, he did. He brought me.
Okay, so you were a guest.
Right.
And Amber Lynn was also a big star in the 80s.
Yeah, I just looked up Christy Cannon.
Right.
Yeah, she had big old titties.
Right.
but
I masturbated to them a few times, actually.
It's
that's
morning.
Great,
it's
Sam.
Morning. It's too early to talk about that.
Well, we talk about sex all the time, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, we do. But, I mean, look.
I talk about
I'm
trees
honest,
on my show.
I'm honest.
Really?
I'm honest on my show. What the hell do I want to say?
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, if
right.
I experienced Christy Cannon from that close, I should talk about it, you know?
Wait, did you, like, meet her in person?
No.
Oh,
okay. Oh yeah. Well, once at the station here. But
not, like,
but that's
not
like
the,
40 years later.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
know?
Not when you were masturbating to her,
no,
obviously.
No.
Do you ever, and then you do look at her when you met her? Were you like, wow?
No, she looks different today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Were you like, wow?
I think she had bigger hair then.
She had like the 80s hair.
Right,
all the pictures on Google are like her frizzy, like curly, like 80s hair.
You were like
hair.
That too, weren't you, in your pictures? Like really
the box
big
covers.
Hair?
The box covers.
The box covers,
right.
Exactly.
What does box covers mean?
The cover of the DVD or the tape.
Oh.
Yeah, they hit they,
the product actually used to be a physical thing that you could hold.
Right. Now it's just like Pornhub.com.
And you put it in a box, exactly.
No,
Brazzers.
Not Pornhub, not Brazzers. they pirate, they steal stuff. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah,
but Melissa didn't say that. Okay.
Pornhub, all their videos are like 10, like 5 minutes or less, though. I'm like, who's like, what is like, nobody has time for that.
And not only that, but it's shitty quality. And they cut off the end. You don't see the
Some of them
shot.
Are so bad.
Yeah.
Like some of them are so bad. It literally looks like people are doing it and submitting them from their basement.
They are.
You see, and that's why
you might get a virus if you
right. Then you sit in front of it and whacking off. How can you possibly get into it? You know, there's so many distractions.
Yeah, and
all
it's
these
like so
bells
short.
And whistles and banners and shit, and it's short. Well,
now they got ads. You have to skip the ad, like YouTube. I'm like, what?
So that's what I'm saying. You know,
I've never
it's
been
not.
On Pornhub.
So it's all shitty stuff. You know,
right.
All those tube channels.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I prefer like. Pay sites where they don't sell you anything. You have all the content, great quality.
Brazzers.
You know, not Brazzers. To be honest with you, I'm not crazy about today's porn, you know?
Really?
Because whatever they do, it's all the same actress. So what happens is one day she'll be like a stepmother. One time she'll be like this, I don't know, jail... You know,
right.
prisoner
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, things like that. But none of them look the part. They all look like porn stars.
The one thing about being on social media is that the people that communicate with me, I've heard different things like, "Wow, I really miss the days where, you know, when you found your new favorite actress, they
right.
would look forward to the next movie, and it was an event."
Right.
You know, like some right. one guy told me about it. You know. Block off the whole evening. go to the video store, rent the movie or buy it or whatever. Go to the store, get a pizza, get a 6-pack of beer or whatever it was.
Who
and
eats pizza and drinks beer when they're watching porn?
Because we used to do movies and it was actual dialogue and storylines and stuff.
Oh yeah, there were storylines.
Now it's just like straight into the bend over, sweat the cheeks.
What they do now, like I've been on some sets now. The sets that I've been on, not all of them, but some of them, they're just it's like this is what we call amateur, like a dude with the camera, another one moving a light. Maybe he's holding the camera and moving the light.
Right.
You know, and that was
a boomstick.
Right.
Boomstick. Coming in. Huh?
No, they don't even have that. The ones that I've been on, they have the little clip on thing and they clip it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
But if you're naked, how can you see?
They clip it somewhere next to where the performers are.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what happens when people download from Pornhub. Mm-hmm. They're taking.
Well, you don't download off Pornhub. You literally just go to Pornhub.com and click the video. There's no downloading.
Okay, or upload or whatever. Right. Well, someone's uploading it.
Yeah, someone is uploading it.
And so people think, oh, the people paid for that. No, it's you're taking money out of the industry, which makes the then. They can't afford to do the higher quality stuff anymore.
Right. Well, they'll sometimes do, like, for instance, like Nobile Films or something. They'll do full video at, and they'll cut it off at, like, the most random part in the video. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just got into this, and now you cut it off and tell me to go to NobileFilms.com where I have to pay for it?
That is rude.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
That is rude.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Wow.
So, well, that's good to know. Now I know. Yeah. But it is weird. People have said, oh, I saw one of your scenes. Well, what movie is it from? I don't know. What do you mean? Like, I just saw the scene.
Yeah,
how do
you
only
remember.
See the scene?
Yeah, they only do scenes now.
Right.
Well,
one or two scenes. Or they cut 10 seconds of one scene, put it into the next scene, and it's like a mashup of scenes, and it's like, go here for the full video.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you, guys.
So it's funny. I told Danny before the show that Stormy Daniels' friend is getting emotional. I let her down. And I told her, they're talking about Alana Evans. I don't care. But, and who Melissa does not like at all. But I just think, what a small world, you know? What a small world.
Yeah.
That we know this chick, and she's like in the news now, like related to Trump and the sex deal, you know.
All right, since you brought her name up, and I swear I had no idea that was going to happen.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you brought
the topic.
I'm glad you brought her up.
Because, I like me some drama.
Yeah, because she and I were officers together in the adult the Adult Performer Actors Guild. She was vice president. I was vice president, and you know, we called ourselves the two-headed monster. Like, mm-hmm. I was the quiet one. She was the not so quiet one. And then around December, well, actually most of 2017, there was issues where she just gets really aggressive. If I bring up something, oh my God, Melissa, I can't believe you're attacking me right now. I can't. Does everybody see what she's doing? She's totally attacking me. Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this. And I was just like, oh my God, what is the problem? I mean, come on, let's just talk like adults here.
Right.
And she's like, I've been on vacation and this is what you're doing. And so anyway, and then my other officers, that some were my friends, decided to, yeah, you're being an asshat. Stop being an asshat. What are you, crazy? Go take your medication.
What?
An asshat. What are you doing? Go take your medication. You need therapy, Melissa. You need to change your medication. You better take your medication. This is seriously. It was really awful. It was very traumatic for me because it was occurring during a time when the girl, August Ames, was being bullied.
Wait, was this on air?
No, this was over Twitter. This is text messages, emails, WhatsApp, and so.
Well, you can't let those girls bother you. I'd be like, asshat. Who says asshat? I would have just murdered them with words.
Well,
it would have been like a beef. We would have gone back and forth for like days, and I would have just laughed. Like, I like fighting with people because I'm like, you're so stupid.
Well,
what are you fighting about?
Exactly. But I'm just saying, it was at a time when cyberbullying, like, girl committed suicide because she was being cyberbullied. And then so my officers were doing this to me, and so I resigned. And to this day, even as of yesterday, I still get messages from Alana's attorney saying, did you go onto Twitter and tell people to go and beat up Alana Evans? No, I did not. I did not do that at all. So it's like all of, you know, all of the
United
States.
She's trying to sue you?
She's the type that... much like she wants to sue Michael Cohen, right. She's like, oh, so when she comes after me, she's like, don't forget, you signed an NDA. Okay, right. However, you had no problem talking about someone else's NDA on national television and bringing attention to her family, but it's, you know, it's okay for you, but, you know, she's always threatening me or was always threatening me about the NDA. So there you go.
Yeah.
And no, I do not like her. She is the cyberbully of the adult industry.
Wow.
Well, she sucks. Very interesting. I don't know who she is.
You see, you don't know that when you just talk to people, but, you know, behind the scenes is a whole different story.
There you go. There's the story.
Well, thank you very much. So if you guys see Ilana Evans in the news, you'll know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, and I did love the fact that her attorney said they don't have the dress, where she she's really good at self-promotion.
Right.
And I'll give her credit for that. So when this seems like this $130,000 check came into question in January, she took it upon herself to book herself because she was there when the two of them met.
Right.
You know, on the phone. But she wasn't in the room or anything like that. So she basically made a second career for herself talking about someone else's private business.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what people do these days. So, I mean, she just saw an opportunity and she took it.
Oh, right. Well,
whether she's a snake or not, it's like, okay.
But when you have a mouth like that, usually it comes back to haunt you, you know?
For sure.
Because you say too much shit.
It's like almost like a 5-minute window of like attention, and then people are going to forget.
Right. She went on CNN and said that there was a dress that still existed, and so the attorney said, no, there is no dress. And I was just like, karma. She was busted in USA Today for being a liar. Sorry, you were.
Really?
But, yeah, sorry. Oh. So
whose dress? I'm so confused. I don't follow that story, though.
Right. I really try not to gossip about other people's business, but when it comes to her, like, she affects me personally, so.
Right. Okay, anyway. Well, we've given her enough time.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear about the Planned Parenthood? They put a tweet out there calling for a Disney princess who's had an abortion. So, in other words,
what?
Yeah. So the tweet says this: we need a Disney princess who's had an abortion.
What?
We need. So they're like appealing to Disney.
Oh, like they want.
Yeah, that they want characters in the Disney movies.
I mean, if you can do
had abortions, I mean,
they just had two gay characters. They can do a Disney. The Disney just came out with their two first gay characters. The two men.
I mean, we need the cartoon Disney princess who's an undocumented immigrant. We need one who's actually a union worker.
Yeah.
Who's trans. I mean, what's going on?
Wait. What? This for Disney?
That's what Planned Parenthood.
They're saying that they
tweeted.
Want a princess.
Oh, wait.
Planned Parenthood tweeted this.
Oh, that they're requesting.
Want a movie. Yeah.
They want a movie or a show
where a princess gets an abortion, basically. So people feel more comfortable.
How would you
about
like
it.
That?
I mean, it's a thing. I wouldn't mind it.
Really, for your kids to watch like an abortion?
Well, my daughter is going to have, if she's raped or something traumatic happens to her, or she's 13 and she gets pregnant, I'm sorry. Like,
right.
It's going to be an option. And if she decides that that's what she wants to do, I'm all for it. As long as the baby doesn't have a heartbeat and doesn't have eyes or like legs or anything yet.
Okay, but
then
that's
it gets into like
but that's the right, that's the main argument. But the question is,
the first like 2 weeks, though, it's just like nothing. It's not really like.
Well, it seems like, okay, but back to the request.
No, the first 2 weeks, you're probably right, but go ahead.
I think not for G-rated, you know, but maybe make it an age-appropriate princess, you know, maybe to use it for school, you know. While they're at it, maybe they could have a little lesson in there about how not to be a bully.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you know what? Not everybody agrees
that,
with this, though. You know, I mean, you gotta understand. A lot of people for
but
them,
a lot
abortion
of people don't
is,
agree
is
with
a
gay
trauma,
stuff either.
You know, you don't want to what?
But a lot of people don't agree with gay stuff either, and they have two gay men now on Disney.
No, but we're talking about life and death here. You know, I mean, abortion is still not. It's not as like a clear. It's still very controversial. I think gays are more integrated.
Yeah, I mean that's
society,
true. They
you know?
Definitely are, but I feel like if they don't start doing more stuff to talk about abortion, it's always going to be controversial.
Right.
Like, well, they don't do enough anyway, to talk about
they
it.
They deleted the tweet, but I think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you. And so that's the difference, really, between liberals and conservatives.
Yeah.
You know, some people want to keep the status quo, and some people want to change everything about us,
yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But, I mean, yeah. Maybe if it was a princess who had a secret or something, but... I mean, so that you can maybe see the emotional turmoil that a
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can't just be like somebody who's like, yeah, I just don't feel like having a kid,
right?
You know, I mean, that's different. But it shows you though the bias here. I mean, we need a Disney princess who is an undocumented immigrant. I mean, that's an illegal thing. Why would we want to see that?
Well. Maybe she's a princess in the country she comes from, and then she has to come to the United States or whatever other country, which would make her an undocumented immigrant so that she could blend in and not look like a princess.
No, but the thing is...
That just got way too technical.
But if
I was like, what?
If they told you you only have to come through the front door to be here, and you don't, right? Aren't you, like, here illegally?
Well...
What about all the people that wait to get in here legally? Why do they have to stand in line while other people just sneak in or overstay their welcome?
Well, no. If we're talking about that tweet and that request, I'm just trying to find a way to to make it work. Not saying that yes, let's promote that. I'm just saying in a movie, character-wise, if this imaginary character was from another country, perhaps she's a princess in her country and she doesn't want to have a controversy and she doesn't want her country to know she's pregnant, and so she comes to the United States or goes to another country, which would make her undocumented.
Yeah.
And
great story.
In order to have the abortion, you know, so it's a secret that she has to keep, and therefore you see the emotional turmoil that character would go through, and then she has to go back to her country and decide, am I going to tell my country people that I had this abortion? Would I still be considered a princess? Would I be shunned? You know, I think, I don't know.
Well, look, a mother says, I don't think, you know, a mother says, I don't really think having a Disney princess get an abortion is appropriate for young girls. I mean, young girls don't really understand this stuff yet.
Right, so I said,
it can't be for kids.
Yeah,
well,
it'd be an age appropriate.
Saying.
No, it'd be an age
Disney
appropriate.
Disney is for kids, though.
Not, well, no, they have Pixar, right?
Pixar's like
but
for
that's
older.
But they're talking about a princess.
Yeah, but princess
you know,
could
like,
still be like age appropriate.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, all the princess like Frozen and Beauty and the Beast and all that, Sleeping Beauty, and it's all for kids. Come on, it's from age zero.
Yeah, but if you watch them now, it's like really inappropriate. Like some of the stuff, I'm like, kids don't understand the shit
Which
that's going
one?
On in this movie.
Okay, but it's not sex, I'm sure.
No, there really hasn't been any sex scenes
sex.
In any of the Disney movies.
No,
right?
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, to explain abortion, you have to explain
sex.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, yeah. It doesn't really work.
It's just all I'm saying is, you see, to come
here...
It'd
be for sex ed class.
Look, do you know how when sometimes we see ISIS breaking down statues and any memory of something that's not theirs, right?
Right.
Isn't the left and liberals doing the same thing when they try to break down every tradition that we have in this country and wanting to change everything and saying this country is no good and... Come on, man. I mean,
I'm a liberal, so I can't really answer that.
I know.
Oh, okay, let's get into a generation of
you
people.
You can answer that. You can back your point, but
yeah,
but
like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's just two different opinions. Like I'm always down for
right.
change, and
I
think know. Republicans want to keep everything how it was 900,000
no,
years ago.
No, not necessarily, but some traditions in order to preserve a society.
But abortion really isn't a tradition, so there's really no standard of what to do and what not to do.
No, well the rights view is that
but
you're killing a potential person there.
If it's past a certain mark.
But let me ask you this. If you don't interfere with the process,
right.
will there be life or not?
What do you mean if I don't interfere with the process?
Let's say you got pregnant,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. You started the process. If you don't interfere with it by having an abortion, it'll become a person.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're interfering with nature's way.
Right.
And
but at
so
a certain
essence,
point, the baby is like not even, it's not even, it's just like literally an embryo in your body.
But an embryo, is a potential person. That's what I'm saying.
If it gets past like the 6 week mark or something.
Look,
like
if
I'm staying out of this one.
That's what I'm saying. That's the big yeah. argument, and we usually don't get into that.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're getting into, does it have a soul? And, you know,
yeah, right, it's like, are you killing the soul? Like, but think about it. If your daughter got raped, right? By like a psychopath, sociopath,
right?
And then she has this thing where she's like, she can't get an abortion. Now she's got to have this child,
right?
Somebody who raped her, and then she's got to wonder her whole life, is she going to be like the psychopath, sociopathic dad,
right?
Because it's genes, and the male genes are more dominant than the woman's,
right?
I mean, the argument they have since I was younger was that argument and incest. Those are the two arguments.
I can't believe incest is even an argument.
Let's say,
what the fuck is that?
But let's talk about
why you would have an abortion. Like,
oh, I know, but like, who the hell is sleeping with their brother?
Not brother.
Or
it could be dad.
Or uncle
and
or
often
cousin.
It's stepbrothers and
stepbrothers and stepsisters doesn't count because you're not blood related.
Right, but it's still taboo.
But
you know?
And that's not your fault if you fall in love with your stepbrother.
Well, wait, we're not talking necessarily falling in love. I'm talking about if your dad, you know, molests you,
right,
and you get pregnant.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Right.
If it's blood, that's an issue. Yeah for
right.
sure.
But the thing is this, though. Does a woman really have a say? Because it's not her body. It's something in her body.
Yeah,
it's
but
two
that,
different
that
things.
Something doesn't have a voice, and we are the
but
we are
the,
holding
of course,
that.
So why can you have the voice for it and not a
because
person that says save this person?
Because it's our bar. It's our body.
No, but you're okay, you are blessed with carrying a life. It's not your body. It's something in your body. Once it's out of your body, it's not you anymore.
Yeah, but it's in our body for 9 months. You have a right to say, I don't want to do this.
Okay, but you have the right to say anything you want. The question is, it morally, is that the right thing to do?
Well, I don't think abortion period is morally correct, but sometimes it has to be done.
Okay, so you do immoral things.
Yeah, and then you have to
suffer
with the
down.
Consequences for the rest of your life.
So what you're saying is morality is down to opinion and not a standard, right? In other words, so you can say it's okay, for me it's okay to kill somebody, but for somebody else it's
not. Depends how you're killing them.
Why?
Like, for instance, if you found out that your kid was molested,
right,
and you killed the person that molested them, I think in that moment you were morally correct to do that.
Why? But you're taking a life. Life is very sanctified.
And he deserves
in our
to
society.
Be dead.
What?
And he deserves to be dead.
She's not talking about the embryo. She's talking about...
No, I understand. Yeah. Right. But are you the one to decide that? Did you create the life that you can take it away?
I think that moment, if you like crime of passion.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's one thing.
Like I said,
but
there's always...
I'm saying,
there can always be different stances of moral, but then you have to deal with the consequences. Like if you, for that moment, felt passionate enough to kill the person that molested your son or killed your son,
right,
then you did that, but now you're going to go to jail for three.
Of course, because you
took a life.
You took a life.
Yeah,
yeah. So morally, and that's legally. But let's say morally, if there were no laws, okay. The thing is that still you're taking a life. My biggest question is this: if women love children so much, why is it okay to kill the children?
Some women don't love children.
Babies.
Though.
Right. So, I mean...
No, but that's just in general, you know? So why are there women that are okay with killing them? I know you don't want to go to the topic. Okay, well, you know what?
No. I'm just going...
Because there's never an end to it.
Yeah,
no,
right. It's like,
it's like gun control. It doesn't matter. Right.
Because it's politics, and that's why we stay away
from
it.
Well, I don't really think abortion is politics, because, like, no one is really... It's just two-sided arguments. Like, Donald Trump wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood,
and
liberals don't want to get rid of it.
And that bothers me, because Planned Parenthood offers so much more besides giving abortion.
Like, free STD checks for people that don't have insurance.
Exactly.
Like, which is saving the planet, because everyone should know if
but
they
also
have STD.
Say, but listen, if the NRA did a tweet like this, people would be all over them, you know? So let's just say that let's just agree to disagree to present a nice two-sided conversation here and not be called names.
Yeah,
that has been known to happen here on this show.
Oh, I wouldn't call you
not
a name.
Not you, I know.
Your
that's
opinion.
Why.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah,
last night on Twitter there was a debate about guns, gun control and whatnot.
Right,
and you know, and I like both people. Both people are having this conversation. It's on my timeline, and one of the people started calling the other one an idiot and, you know, libtard and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, okay. And
I'm sorry, libtard?
Libtard, liberal tard.
Oh,
yeah, liberal retard. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
that's terrible to call it is. Name,
and yeah. So I interjected and I was just like, hey, can you guys have this conversation? I'm enjoying watching this conversation because I'm learning stuff, both sides. So can you continue the conversation and just be polite and not call each other names?
Right.
You know, and it did. The conversation continued and it was still heated. But the question was of what is inalienable or unalienable? What's an inalienable?
I don't even know
what
that word means. So
it's in the Constitution, you know,
right.
You have your inalienable rights, which means right. These are rights that shouldn't be taken away from you. And I said,
like freedom of speech.
Right.
But here's the thing. So the way it was described to me, it's a God-given right. I'm like, okay, so you're saying God gave me the right to own a firearm? Really? How is that? Like, I'm curious how that works, you know? And
but then that gets iffy because what if people don't believe in God?
Thank you very
so
much.
It's like those
I
words
said,
mean nothing.
I said, what if I'm an atheist?
Yeah.
What if I'm not a Christian? What if I'm not from the United States? Did God, that a God that I don't believe in, still give me the right to own a firearm? So, you know, explain this.
Okay,
how is it a God-given right?
Yeah.
Who made that choice? Did God write the paper that this right is on?
Right.
So how can you say it's a God-given right when it was humans
that made the decision
made the decision to make this a God-given right?
Right. Okay.
So that's my debate.
That's so crazy that back in
God-given right means that they take they can't as people take away your right from
right
you.
Right. But isn't it crazy that people used to like sit down and like write like the Declaration of Independence?
Right,
like that's so crazy to me when I think about that type of shit.
It is,
like,
but that's why I think, you know, these were really like wise people. They came from a situation where they knew what they had to do and keep from doing.
Right.
And that's why I for one, you see, liberals think the Constitution is like a living thing.
Right.
And the conservatives believe that the Constitution was written for a reason and it should stay unchanged,
mm-hmm.
you know. So both arguments make sense.
Right.
Yeah, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says anything about abortion.
Right. Well, and going back to inalienable.
No, that's why it's not not against the Constitution.
Right.
But it's still a question of should it be legal or not.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a tough one. It's like I can see where you're coming from.
But I can see where you're coming from with rape and incest. It's hard to answer.
But I just don't feel like girls should like have unprotected sex with their boyfriends and then decide like,
So it becomes
right.
birth control.
Yeah.
Right.
Know?
It goes
like one of my girlfriends has had like 5 abortions.
Wow.
And I'm like, girl, no.
Oh my God.
Like you can't just
keep the valley for life there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now I guess we stopped actually being friends, but now I hear that she's actually like pregnant now.
Oh,
so I'm like,
God.
Oh, she didn't get one this time around.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
she was fertile, let me tell you.
I know.
You.
Wow.
but it goes back to being a parent and education, I feel, you know, they're not, you know, if kids aren't receiving sex education in school because some, you know, they're taking that out of the curriculum or
they definitely should not be taking that out of the curriculum.
Exactly. They shouldn't be taking it out of the curriculum.
Not
but,
only
but
that,
they
but
are.
Kids need to know about STDs too.
Right. They are. That's why they're going and watching porn.
Porn doesn't teach you about STDs.
No, it sure does not.
It teaches you, I can have sex unprotected because most of those porn videos, there's no condom involved.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Even though
but
legally.
But who wants to see condom when
then while you're watching porn, while someone's wearing a condom, it's almost like, which one of them has an STD? Why are you wearing a condom?
Not only
no,
that,
I wear
but
condoms
the thing is
when
is
I do. I wear
yeah, but now it's like, why
but
are you wearing a condom?
Movies are fantasy. You got to pretend you're not afraid of a disease.
Well,
know?
But in reality, though,
so
if sex ed is not in the school curriculum, where are the teenagers and kids going to go to learn about sex? Porn.
And no one wants to talk about that with their
parents.
But
it's not porn's responsibility.
No, it's not porn's responsibility, but they are going there. I mean, you know.
I think that people are going there to learn how to have sex. I don't think they're necessarily going there to, like, I think young kids, like guys that are about to lose their virginity, they probably go to Pornhub to be like, all right, what do I got to do?
That's true, right?
I jam it in her ass.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Without a condom. That's how it's done.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they're learning. So
my kid's going to know everything about sex. I'm like, I don't give a shit shit if you don't want to talk about this or not. We're talking about it, girl.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to know about everything. Chlamydia, super gonorrhea of the mouth. Like, you're going to know it all.
Right.
And then you can go and decide if you want to go sleep with Derek this weekend.
See, yeah. This is where I think porn people would actually, or some would come in handy. They could go around schools and give talks about STDs and, you know, safe sex.
Yeah, I don't think that would ever happen.
My generation of performer would like the old retirees, because we talked about it, because it's
I just don't know if parents would be okay with that.
Well, they're not doing it, so they, it's like, look, you can either have a bunch of porn stars parading through your kids' schools to talk to your kids about sex, or you guys could do it.
Right. Yeah. We only have a couple minutes left, Melissa. I wanted to ask you, why wouldn't you do porn today? How are you different today?
Well, it's not I'm different. It's the industry's different. All the things that we were just saying.
Mm-hmm. But would you still have sex on... Let's say you could have your own production company. Mm-hmm. Would you still have sex on camera today?
If I was still my age that I am now?
Yes. Like today, if people came to you and said, there's a great opportunity, you don't have to deal with the bullshit, you'll get to do your own thing and, you know, have your own website, movies, whatever, would you do it?
If, I don't know, I mean...
Or are you totally over it?
No, it's like, the way I look at it is that, for instance, I still get judged. I've had people not want to be on my radio show, and I've been retired for 18 years. Yeah. And... You know, if they're going to, if 20 somethings are going to judge me for something that they know absolutely nothing about because they never saw my stuff, and they're passing up an opportunity to be on my show and I'm giving them exposure for their screenwriting or whatever it is, right. You know, it's taken me 18 years to get to this spot. Why would I want to start the countdown over again?
Right.
You know, and I spend another 18 years, you know, I'm still searching. Hopefully, or maybe I've found the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Right. And
are you so you're dating now?
Well,
no time to get into that now. So you'll have to come back.
I'm only asking because last time she was on the show, she said she was single.
No, okay, but maybe she's not ready to talk about it. But even if she is, look, we're totally out of time.
I go bowling tonight.
I want people to know how to find you.
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Melissa. I think Melissa Hill, the number 3X, is my personal profile, and then Melissa Hill Raw Talk is the show, and then on Twitter it's Melissa_HillXXX. And
so you're still associating yourself with the XXX, with the porn.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's people want to talk to that person. And I also still run the adult industry support group.
Oh, okay, very cool. So you're involved. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, check out Melissa and her show. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank
we obviously
you.
Have a lot more to talk about.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be talking about catfishing.
Catfishing.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. We should talk about that sometime too, Sam.
Really?
I have so many fake pages of me out there.
Oh, maybe you want to come on and participate. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have three stories of three different men. Who's catfished, another was bullied.
Oh, that catfishing. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah, no, not with the reel.
Not with the reel and the fucking thing.
No,
I was wondering why you were looking at me like that.
Why would she think it's interesting? Okay, so this has got to do with online behavior. We'll talk about that next time. Melissa, thank you. Danny, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.